Hello, welcome to the first edition of Craving Some Lube, and I guarantee by the end of this you'll all be craving for even more. My name's Lube, and I'm here with Craven. Hello, Craven.
Yo, what's up, people?
And we're also joined tonight by Jay Lesnar.
How's it going, bro? How's it going, man?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Right, enough of the introduction nonsense. Let's get straight into it. What do we want to talk about?
Well, I've just come up with a subject, the mid-card at WrestleMania. Like, you seem to have got all the main event matches announced, and there's still gaps and loops in the mid-card. There's not much there.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest part that I'm really missing from WrestleMania at the moment is Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
A lot of the mid-card performers that are normally in that haven't got anywhere to go at the moment. I mean, Dolph Ziggler's just been re-brought into the company. You know, Kofi Kingston's got the Intercontinental title. He could do something with that.
Yeah, but he's not doing anything with it. That's the thing. They've kind of killed him with it.
Yeah, definitely. So, I think that the Money in the Bank needs to go in there this year.
Well, you got guys like Evan Bourne. He could do with the Money in the Bank. I think if he's in there, he could win it, or even Drew McIntyre or someone like that.
Yeah, I definitely think Drew McIntyre's due for a push pretty soon. I mean, they got the old Vince McMahon's chosen one.
The Elimination Chamber, he was impressive in that match, I think.
He was really good in the chamber.
Not just the wrestling, some of the in-ring psychology, I mean, between him and Wade Barrett, like bashing the pod and things like that. He's got a good thing with that, but he's just going nowhere at the moment.
I just don't think that they've decided what they want to do with him, really. They had the whole thing with Kelly Kelly.
I think that's still going to materialise into something, but I'm not too sure.
I don't think it will.
I read that Kelly Kelly was going to turn heel, and either Drew McIntyre was going to go face, but I don't know.
I heard he was going to go face, but when Dolph Ziggler got fired, I just couldn't see it anymore.
No, that's the thing with the storylines as well at the moment. The storylines in the mid-card, they're so clusterfucked, and they're making the mid-carders not look believable, like making them into jokes.
Yeah. And they're putting so much of their attention into the top of the card. I think a lot of the mid card is being forgotten.
Yeah.
I mean, Daniel Bryan. I can't remember the last time he defended the United States Championship.
To be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of Daniel Bryan at the moment. I think he's got the wrestling ability. There's no doubt about that. He's got the wrestling ability, but there's something about him. I think. Like when it came to the WWE, everyone was like, oh yeah, he's going to be the greatest thing ever, the fans are going to love him. And to an extent, yeah, they do, but I mean, the main emphasis of him coming was he's like an indie wrestler, everyone follows him on the internet. But I don't think the indie followers are going to be wanting to watch WWE because they want to watch shows for the wrestling. They don't want to watch it for the entertainment, they want to watch it for the wrestling, and they're not giving Daniel Bryan much wrestling time.
What they're doing with the divas with him are absolutely ruining him.
Yeah.
I think they're absolutely ruining his character and his reputation that he's built over the years as an indie wrestler.
Yeah. I'm just wondering your thoughts on all this, Jay.
Well, I completely disagree with you guys. I think that Daniel Bryan being involved in any storyline that makes anyone care even remotely about what he's doing is actually something very good. I mean, he's being featured on WWE TV and 5.6 million people around the United States and more around the world are watching Daniel Bryan. And some people really care about these feuds about, you know, the divas and, you know, Daniel Bryan's girlfriend. It's why people watch soap operas and why people watch wrestling for the storyline. And I think that Daniel Bryan brings something in that cannot be matched or copied in his wrestling ability. And when you add that wrestling ability with a storyline that make people want to see what he's doing, just like this Divas one, I think that you really can't go wrong. and really no other place for Daniel Bryan to be right now.
Yeah, I'm not saying that that's a good thing, but listening to the reactions he gets and the feedback he's been getting, I mean, yeah, he's well liked, but I just don't hear him being talked about a lot. You don't get. Well, I mean, when I went to this house, this Raw taping, Daniel Bryan appeared, but it wasn't a huge reaction for him. And he, if he was really doing his job, he would be hugely over, I think.
But I think it is going to be different in the UK. I mean, he's a very pro-American character.
Yeah, I know that.
Exactly.
I think the UK is going to pick up on him a little bit differently. I mean, you know, when Sheamus came out on that Raw taping, you know, he had, you know, an absolutely amazing reaction.
Yeah. Well, even so, he's not getting a huge reaction in the States. I mean, what do your wrestling friends think of him, Jay? Do they think he's great? Do they watch Raw just for Daniel Bryan, or?
Wait, to who? Americans?
Yeah.
Well, I don't speak for every American, but as I say, I watch Raw for Daniel Bryan.
It's just, he's not doing it for me yet. He's, I mean,
well,
it's
I
slow
have a question
build.
For you.
Go on.
I have a question right. For you, and that is did you catch SummerSlam 2010?
Yeah, I caught it on a replay.
Did that reaction do it for you, or did you expect a Rock reaction for someone who hasn't been in the company for more than 6 months?
Oh no, it was a good reaction for him then. I mean,
it was a very good reaction for him SummerSlam, but that's what I would have wanted him to stay as. I would have wanted him to stay as this kind of alpha performer that is going to steal the show night in, night out, not this person who's going to go on a date with Derek Bateman and the Bella Twins and have 5 minutes of comedy and not be shown for the rest of the show.
You know, they're just trying to find a place for him right now. They're trying to find a place for him where he can talk and be a character that people can want to see. And if that's the role that's going for him, I think that, you know, in the early stages, it should be accepted and maybe even, you know, given a little leeway. And I don't think he's been terrible.
I don't think he's been terrible.
I think he's doing very well. He has the United States Championship. He has a relationship with Gail Kim. He has a feud that's with the Bella Twins. That lasted for a couple months, and obviously they're gonna get Sheamus on their side and have a WrestleMania match.
That's what I think is a good thing for Daniel Bryan, and I also think it's a good thing for Sheamus because at the moment, Sheamus again. I mean, what's happened to Sheamus is beyond me. I mean, from going to being a monster heel, he comes on ECW, I believe it was October 2009. He stayed around there for a while, and then I think it was 6 months later or something like that, he won the WWE title after destroying everyone in his path. And now they're making him look like from going to someone who can't be destroyed to being someone who gets destroyed every week. I mean, he was jobbed out to Evan Bourne. I mean, what's with that?
That's a common misconception with wrestling, man, that you don't need to win every week or even any week to be able to bounce back from it. Because wrestling is a week-by-week basis. You can have someone lose 11 losses in a row and come back and become WWE champion in a span of 2 to 3 weeks because it is a week-by-week basis, and it's 52 weeks in a year. And right now, they're giving 11 weeks and 11 losses in 2011. To Sheamus, and now it's time for him to come back and do a little redemption, you know, program that's going to result in him winning the championship because he's obviously not going to quit. It's all going somewhere.
Yeah. I think that storyline that Sheamus had going with John Morrison a few months back, the bully storyline or whatever you want to call it, I think if you use the same perspective with this one, you have Daniel Bryan as a weak nerdy guy and Sheamus as the monster, I don't know, the monster ginger guy who everyone hates.
Yeah, right. I don't think the same storyline is going to work twice in.
But you can get, I don't know, it's just overcoming Sheamus could be made into a big thing for Daniel Bryan. I mean, Sheamus is a former WWE champion, and if Daniel Bryan, I'm not saying he has to overcome him straight away, but if he drops a title to Sheamus, he could have a program where he fights for it back, and that could build him up like a long battle. I don't know. Like
Yeah.
Jay was discussing in his podcast with Effects of Raven, something like Sheamus taking the US title and claiming to be king of the United States, and something like that. They could have something like I don't know. I don't just like a battle, and Daniel Bryan's trying to conquer the throne or something like that. I don't know. That could work.
You know, you seem to forget that Sheamus is the king of the ring. It's
No,
not like
I just mentioned that he's a king.
it's not like he fell off the plate, you know, the
Yeah,
face of the earth.
No, I don't think it's as bad as what it's sounding from Joe. But like with Evan Bourne returning, it was one pedigree through the table, and he made it. I mean, and they made it look like as if, you know, Evan Bourne just came back and, you know, just totally ripped the shit into him. And
Well,
I just didn't think it worked last week on Raw,
where's
really.
Evan Bourne now? He'll probably be gone, doing nothing. He'll be jobbing out again. I mean, if you're gonna get Evan Bourne doing that to Sheamus, why don't you get him involved in a storyline with Daniel Bryan and Sheamus? I mean, that could work in his favor as well. I mean, WWE, there's not really, if you're looking at Raw right now, there's not really a high flying small guy underdog character that can draw fans. I mean, we got John Morrison, but he's going to be, he'll be in the main event soon enough, and you need someone like Evan Bourne to replace him.
Just wait like a month and watch Sin Cara come in there and completely utilize everything you just said.
No, I disagree. I think Sin Cara is going to, you got the, well, it's not announced yet, but you've got the prospective match between Cody Rhodes and Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania. If you're getting the build up to Sin Cara coming through, I think Sin Cara is going to cost Rey Mysterio the match against Cody Rhodes, if that.
Why would they put Sin Cara on SmackDown when there's two other Mexicans right there and there's no Mexicans on Raw and they're trying to build a huge fan base for Mexicans in Mexico? So why not put him on Raw?
Who's he gonna feud with though? Like, he's got a
What, who, everyone. There's
yeah,
so many
he
names.
Sin Cara could feud with pretty much anyone. I mean, even if they wait until after WrestleMania for him. You know, whoever wins out of Sheamus and Daniel Bryan, if it was to happen, that would be a perfect place for him to come into the next night on Raw and just stake his claim on that championship straight away to
I
challenge
agree.
for the US title.
I agree.
But then again, you've got, I'm not saying it's a big thing, but you've got another Mexican going for a year, well, another foreigner going for a US title. You need to at
Why
least,
not?
well, I don't know, but just,
Why not?
I don't think they I don't think I mean they're not really following the rules of every 30 days they have to defend the title, so I don't think they're following the rules of, you know, it should be predominantly rolled by a US guy. I think that depending on what talent's there, yeah, you know, if an Irish person won it, why not have a Mexican person challenge for the title?
I
If
don't.
it's the two people that are going to get the most amount of reaction from the crowd going for a title,
I don't.
I'm all for it.
I don't think that there is any rules or regulations for titles like the United States Intercontinental Championship and just titles in mid-card championship. It gets a job done, you know, gets them on TV screen and
But the
gets them.
question is, will they just put him in the main event, or will they pull the plug like they did with Alberto Del Rio and put them more or less straight in the main event? I mean, I know it's not probably not going to happen, but there's a possibility of having two Mexicans, one from Raw, one from SmackDown, in the main event of a pay-per-view, like one for Raw, one for SmackDown, and that would sell massively.
Hey, I
Yeah,
guess.
definitely. Definitely. I mean, what we're forgetting is they're probably going to announce a draft after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I think the Rey Mysterio is going to move, if anyone.
But do you think that
No?
they'll use Mysterio again for Sin Cara
No
to get
way, dude.
over? No.
No. I'm sorry. What Loop said about Rey going off, they tried that already. It failed, dude.
Yeah, it failed before, but that's with the base of characters there. I think that with the roster that's there now, you could really, I mean, you talked about John Morrison. If you had Rey Mysterio and John Morrison form a tag team on Raw, I'm a big fan of both of them, and if I saw a tag team of them two, think of who else could go for the tag team titles. I mean, you got the two from the core, the tag team champions now, Justin Gabriel and Heath Slater. If you had two from Nexus, any two, David Otunga and Mason Ryan, give Mason Ryan a push because he hasn't really had that much of a push apart from the fact that he's a bodyguard
Coming
since.
from, I just want to touch on that for a second. Coming from where you are,
Yeah.
you're from Wales, aren't you? What could, because there's a possibility that Mason Ryan will be the sole Nexus member at WrestleMania in CM Punk's corner. What can his skills and stuff bring after that? What could he do after that? And I mean, being at WrestleMania in your first year in the WWE in a match
Yeah.
like that is huge. What can he bring after that? I mean, you know a lot about him. Is he good in the ring and stuff like that?
Yeah, he is good in the ring. I mean, anyone can look on YouTube at any FCW video and just check how good he is in the ring. He is an absolute powerhouse. He's not as big as Batista, but he can match him in power easily. Pound for pound, he is one of the strongest wrestlers I see there. So I mean, he could go on a program of kind of like a bully program. What you talked about, Sheamus, with
Yes.
John. And
Yeah.
he could do a kind of bullying program, or it depends how long they're going to keep the Nexus for. I mean, if Randy Orton wins a WrestleMania, are they going to split the Nexus up?
I think the Nexus has got to end. It's on its last legs now. I think it should have ended way before that because really.
I disagree. I think what happened. I think the. I think it may be coming to an end now,
Yeah.
but I think their strongest point was at the Royal Rumble. I really liked their kind of
I think they're
their
seeing a
finish
storyline.
of the Royal Rumble. Yeah, they went a bit wrong with John Cena, but then again, it's
Yeah,
Super Cena.
it was clear. It's
Yeah,
clear as day it was going to happen.
but yeah, I thought the Royal Rumble was very good. But I think they are coming to an end now, and I think, to be honest, a prediction being Randy Orton is going to win.
I disagree. I think I don't know if it's going to end with a punt or something like that, but I think they've got an opportunity to if they have Mason Ryan there as a bodyguard, they either have Randy Orton punt him or hit him with a huge RKO or something like that, distracting Orton from CM Punk, and then Punk manages to hit the go to sleep or something like that. For the win. I mean, Punk needs a win at WrestleMania. I mean, last year I believe he should have beat Mysterio, and I just think
Yeah.
Orton is in the spotlight too much at WrestleMania, and it's time for Punk to get his spotlight at WrestleMania. I mean, yeah, winning the Money in the Bank is huge, but it establish him more as a great if he managed to beat Randy Orton on the grandest stage of them all.
Wow, Prodigy. If only you were as good at writing these matches down as you do with predicting them in your voice, you'd be a terrific,
Funny,
terrific geef at it.
funny.
But with that aside, I want to take a point to just take a second to look at this whole Randy Orton CM Punk thing. If you give that victory to Randy Orton, it's not over. You can have CM Punk come back at the next pay-per-view. You can have the feud go anyway. Obviously, Randy Orton should be going over, considering that he beat the entire Nexus. With getting beat the crap out of him all along the way,
Yeah.
it makes no sense to have CM Punk go over. But I think the CM Punk and the Nexus could have a WWE Championship run this year. And after that happens, I think that you can give Mason Ryan the Batista treatment. Have him have CM Punk be the Triple H. Have him have their
Yeah.
group be the Evolution.
Yeah.
Have push Mason Ryan to the top. You can do it. You could have a Punk versus Mason Ryan match. Why not?
That'd be a great idea, I think. I mean, I actually saw Mason Ryan in a It was a dark match at the Raw taping, and he's got the talent. He's got the. I mean, most of the fans in attendance hadn't heard of him before. It was only by chance that I've heard of him. But I mean, his look and his physique alone can draw a lot of attention. I mean, that guy is massive.
He's pretty big.
He is huge. For his size, he is strong. He is really strong. I mean, he's not, as I said, he's not as big as Batista, but I bet you can match him
What do you think
easily.
the thing with the
Yeah.
WWE? I mean, he's got the whole Sheamus thing, and he's gone off the boil a bit. Do you think that? Because I've noticed a lot. I've been watching a lot of videos on YouTube with people like from the Indies, like Daniel Bryan, Sheamus. They've all been independent before, and they have a lot more moves than they do in the WWE. Do you think because of Mason Ryan's size, they'll restrict him a bit, and he'll get criticism from what, like people like us for not being a good wrestler and stuff like that.
I don't think they're going to restrict him that much, because what I've seen from Mason Ryan, it's not he doesn't go for like the risky moves that they do kind of restrict you for.
Yeah.
Like WWE, they'll only restrict indie wrestlers if it's a chance, if the move has got a big chance of, hurting someone,
Yeah.
and hurting someone bad. With Mason Ryan, he looks like he's got all the moves that look like as if they're going to hurt someone in a match,
Yeah.
but he looks safe enough.
No, just touching back on the Cody Rhodes versus Rey Mysterio match. Just wondering what you guys think of that match.
I think they've built it up pretty well. Rey Mysterio costing Cody Rhodes a championship match of the Elimination Chamber. They've taken the time on this one. They've actually looked at it properly and give it a nice real build up. If they are going to announce that it is going to be a match at WrestleMania, which a lot of people are suspecting that it is, I think that's going to be one that can really steal the show. I mean,
Yeah, I
when
agree.
you go back to Legacy days, I always thought and even when he was tag champion with Hardcore Holly. I always thought that Cody Rhodes he's a really, really talented wrestler, to be fair
Yeah.
to him. And he carried himself and Hardcore Holly was getting quite old.
Yeah.
And I really like the angle, the way they brought Ted DiBiase in and
Yeah.
put them as champions. And then with Legacy, I still thought that he was the shining star out
Yeah.
of all of them. Randy Orton was getting a bit predictable, a bit
Yeah.
rusty, in my opinion. And I thought Cody Rhodes mixed it up really well
Yeah.
on his own. He haven't had the push that I would have given him.
He's had a
I
better
would
push than Ted DiBiase, though. That's a surprise to me.
I'm not. I weren't a fan of DiBiase, to be
Yeah,
fair.
but everyone predicted that it was going to be Ted DiBiase out of the two that was going to go somewhere. I mean, he's got a boring gimmick and he barely gets any TV time, whereas Cody
He's
Rhodes,
on like a 33 match losing streak.
Cody Rhodes is opening SmackDown and stuff like that, and I mean,
But yeah,
DiBiase hasn't done
I think
any of
Rey
that.
Mysterio and Cody Rhodes, that is one that could steal the show
I think it's
for
going to be a
WrestleMania.
brilliant match. I mean, some of Cody's in ring work, he's just got the ability to do like power moves, but he's also got high flying that he can bring out as well. I think mixed with Mysterio's Lucha Libre style, that's going to be a good match to watch if it's given enough time.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the problems.
Yeah.
If they bring out more and more matches,
Yeah.
then there's going to be a lot less time cut on that match. And
Oh.
I think that match needs time. Rey Mysterio,
Yeah.
he always works well on longer matches.
Yeah.
He can always do the high flying in like 5 minutes and stuff. But it's the way that they build him up to always overcome the
Yeah.
odds that everyone watches Rey Mysterio for,
Now
being the ultimate underdog.
what I'm thinking is, although it's not a necessity, I think Cody Rhodes could do with the win at WrestleMania much more than Rey Mysterio. But the question is, will WWE let one of the young talents over go over on someone like Rey Mysterio. I mean, Rey Mysterio is someone who I know he's chosen to feud with Cody, but he's someone who is known for bitching and moaning about putting over young stars. So I'm just wondering whether he'll do it or not.
Well, it annoyed me with Alberto Del Rio. I mean, he won the Royal Rumble, and that's what kind of set it for me and settled the argument. But for like 5 months, they were putting him over on the odd match, and with the big SmackDown episode, they did put Alberto Del Rio over. But for the pay-per-view that they fought 1-on-1, and for countless SmackDowns, they put Rey Mysterio over Alberto Del Rio.
No, I mean, when I went to the SmackDown taping in the UK, like Del Rio would just be Kofi Kingston, I believe it was, and then for no reason whatsoever, Rey Mysterio comes out and hits Del Rio with a 619. I mean, there's no point in it. The feud had been going on for a while already, so why not just leave Rey out of it for now and bring him
Just
in
for
at
that
a
one week,
relevant
yeah.
time? I mean, yeah, he can appear, but you don't have to appear in that capacity just to make a little 619 that makes Del Rio, after winning a match, weak again.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about the build-up of Del Rio, Dre?
I don't watch SmackDown, so I couldn't tell you.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Much.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, obviously, these matches all culminate into WrestleMania. And Alberto Del Rio facing Edge for the World Heavyweight title. I mean, the last couple of weeks on SmackDown, and also at the Elimination Chamber, Christian has been getting into the middle of these week in, week out. Do you think there's a spot in there for Christian, or?
I'm not too
No.
sure. I'm still not decided. What I think will happen is I don't think Christian has done enough. I mean, he's been out for a while and he's just come back. And I don't think there's time to give him big enough build going into WrestleMania. I mean, Edge has been champion for a while now, and Del Rio's won the Royal Rumble in January. That's got, well, it was either the end or the middle, and that's at least 3 months of build for those two. And
Yeah.
Christian coming in more or less 3 4 weeks before the pay-per-view, it's not going to add anything to the match. Now, the thing
I
that.
disagree with it adding anything to the match because, I mean, Alberto Del Rio is the reason the Christian's been out for 6 months.
Yeah, but what I see is possibly after either Edge or Del Rio is going to win. I think possibly because that I don't know if Edge is going to hold the title much longer, but possibly what I see is a win from Del Rio, and then at Extreme Rules, Christian gets involved, and then I don't know whether Del Rio would hold the title for much longer. What? What?
I'm sorry. I thought it was funny when you said I think Edge or Del Rio is gonna win the match. Of Edge or Del Rio.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, I think Del Rio is going to win to clear that one up. But.
I would tend to agree with you with Del Rio
But
probably getting the win
I
because
do not think. I do not think. Well, no, carry on, carry on. I'll continue.
I was going to say it's just that whenever Del Rio's talked about destiny, they've made him turn out to be telling the truth. And with the promos at the start saying he's the only honest man, I think that they are going to build into that when he's champion.
But I do not think that he will be
I don't think it's
champion
going to be a
long.
clean victory.
No.
I think the Christian may turn heel and screw Edge.
That's a possibility, but I think the thing with Christian and costing Del Rio, I mean, Del Rio costing Christian like 5 months on the sideline or something like that. I think that it'll be a three-way feud between them. I mean, we haven't seen a three-way feud for a while, and I think that could bring a lot of interesting things to it. I mean, you could have a slow turn from either Edge or Christian,
Yeah.
leading to a match after the title's been resolved. Whoever's
You just
keeping
said that, dude.
what?
You just said that, the three of them gonna fight at, Extreme Rules after WrestleMania. You just
Yeah,
said that.
I know. But I'm thinking of leading towards a spawn-off feud between Edge and Christian, where it's like, I mean, Edge's career versus career match or something like that. Because I
You mean
don't,
like a year, down the road?
because I don't see Edge staying around much longer.
Yeah, Edge's contract runs out into 2012,
Yeah.
and he has, well, he has pretty much said that he is close to finishing.
Yeah.
I think that's why he's had this title run now. But yeah, I mean, I don't know about you two, but I personally thought that Christian was a lot better as a heel.
I
When he
liked
was
him
in the WWE
in
before.
I didn't see much of him as a heel.
I liked him in TNA when he was a heel.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that keeping the fans behind Edge in his last year would be a good move.
Yeah.
So putting Christian heel,
In
maybe
fact,
costing Edge the title,
I
maybe.
disagree. I think the way Edge should be sent out is as a monster heel. I mean, his heel days. I mean, I know he can play a good comedic face, but his heel work was fantastic. And I mean, the way Jericho went out, I see Edge going out a similar way, just in a typical Edge fashion.
That could happen. That could happen. I mean, I think that he's going to go out as a face, because that is, I think that'll be the way that the WWE go down. Give him one feud with someone, to culminate a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
If I could think of anyone, it'd be The Undertaker, but I wouldn't waste the 20th match for The Undertaker on
No.
Edge, especially when it's already happened.
I wouldn't either. I'd give that match to John Cena.
Yeah, without a
I want
doubt.
to say I want to say something bad about the WO. Truthfully, did you look at one about the WO promo? You've seen them all. The dude hasn't said
Yeah.
anything different since like November.
I actually have to agree with you there.
Like what? Like, I don't know. I don't see Alberto Del Rio being, a guy I should really give a fuck about.
I mean, his in-ring skills are fantastic, and there's no doubt that he can cut a promo. But there's nothing really to
Really?
no,
I'm
like,
pretty sure I can cut the same promo 1,000 times and make it
no. I
sound
mean,
good.
he can deliver it well. I'm not saying the content of the promo is what he lacks.
But I think that would change if he became champion. I think it would give him a lot. I think it give him a lot more to talk about, at least for at least up until the next pay-per-view. You would see different promos coming from him. It'd be like, "Oh, hey, I told you so. This was my destiny. This was always going to be my destiny."
Yeah.
Instead of it being from a future tense, this is going to be. Instead, it'll be like, "You were living in my destiny." I think it's going to change him a lot if he does win at Mania.
He said that, the exact same thing when he won the Royal Rumble and put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
true.
mean, I think the thing that lacks with him as well, I haven't been noticing a huge reaction for Alberto Del Rio.
Whoa, they're shoving him down our throats. You guys don't even know it, man.
Yeah. But
They're shoving this guy down our throats, and he's not even that good.
when he won the Royal Rumble, there was not a massive heat for him. I mean,
I like that he won the Royal Rumble because it was something
I
different.
like that he won it, but I think someone like Wade Barrett or I don't know,
CM Punk? I don't know, maybe. Yeah, CM
possibly
Punk.
someone like that, they would have benefited from it more, and WWE would have benefited from it more, because Del Rio's a relatively new guy. It's not fully over, I don't think, yet. Whereas Wade Barrett has got a strong reaction, heel reaction from what he's done with the Core and the Nexus. And CM Punk, he's got new Nexus, His countless promos have just got him over. And if he won the Royal Rumble, that'd be the next level for CM Punk.
I feel like we're stuck on a time warp from like now, from the last 3 to 4 months of exactly the same fucking thing. Every Miz promo, exactly the same.
Yeah, but I really enjoy what he done this Monday on Raw. Really
Monday
enjoyed
was good.
It.
I liked it. I liked it this Monday, but like it was just like a little bit better than what he used to do.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't so much the promo. The promo was good, but you know, like I said, like you say, it was pretty much the same as what he normally does. But to do the people's elbow, I really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed that. And The Rock has actually said on Twitter, "Now you got Miz, you got my attention."
Well, he better got his attention.
That's
that was a hell of a promo.
That's the thing with that feud, though. It's I think it's kind of taken away from the other matches at WrestleMania. I mean, last year the main feud was Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker, but it was hard to forget the other matches. I mean, you had heel Batista versus John Cena, and I believe it was Edge versus Jericho. Those two were great matches, and with these two main events, without The Rock, I don't think without The Rock in the Raw main event, I don't see much.
But I think that's what it's culminating to. I think it's culminating, I believe, to The Miz being propelled into the big time.
Yeah, but
I think that this is going to be The Miz's big shot to prove once and for all that he can draw a crowd in. You know, John Cena and The Miz, yeah, on its own, it's not really a big WrestleMania main event. But with The Rock being there, is he even going to be a part of the match? Is it going to happen after? Is he going to let the match finish and then come out? I really don't know what they're going to do with The Rock at the moment.
I think at the moment, though, if taking away that match, taking away The Rock's involvement, you haven't really got a big selling point by Triple H versus Taker. And the Undertaker's involvement for the past 3 years has been a big draw of WrestleMania. And WWE seem to be forgetting that they have world title matches to think about. They need to build the guys in the matches rather than the stories involving them. I mean, to an extent, they need to build the stories, but they also need to build the credibility of the titles and the fact that, oh, it's the grandest stage of them all, and our two major titles are being defended. I haven't heard any mention of that at all. It's just, oh, yeah, The Rock's here. The Rock's here. He's a host of WrestleMania. I've barely any mention of Edge versus Del Rio at all.
On Raw, you want them to mention a SmackDown feud
no,
on Raw?
No, but even on SmackDown, there is not a massive, massive mention of the match in itself.
Where's the massive mention of WWE Championship match on Raw? It's always been about The Rock and
Yeah,
John
that's
Cena.
What I mean. And he's not... If he wanted to build stars, need to forget about The Rock slightly and try...
Oh, I have an idea. I have a great idea. Why don't we, you know, for the next 2 weeks, have The Miz, you know, go completely over on John Cena and, you know, like maybe slam a cage door in his face and, you know, beat him up and give him, you know, his finisher twice in a row and then end the show with the, you know, with a big promo. Oh, wait, they've done that for the past 2 weeks and they built their star completely well.
Yeah, I think what they've done with The Miz, with John Cena, they've built John Cena to kind of underestimate Miz, if I could say that, spending all his time on The Rock. But then The Miz will come and just split his time between the two of them.
That's
so
what they've been doing.
While he's you know, beating down on John Cena, he's using the people's elbow. He's making The Rock know that he's there. So I think that, you know, the way that they're doing it with the Miz, they're putting the Miz over a whole lot more than John Cena, because John Cena doesn't really need it, let's be fair.
They really cannot do more to put the Miz, you know, and put him over. They really have done everything they could possibly do to put the Miz over. I don't think they're doing a single thing wrong. The Miz has the attention of the world. I think that people consider him now as a credible force, you know, for WrestleMania, and I think they've done really well in a short period of time.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the Miz is not being put over, but what I'm saying is that the match emphasis is still on The Rock. That everyone's wondering what The Rock's going to do.
I think they're doing that on purpose. I think they're doing that on purpose to build something up. You know,
exactly.
He says he's back. He says he's back. He's home. He's not going anywhere. What if they have The Rock cost John Cena the title? You got John Cena versus The Rock at Extreme Rules. What if he is back in that type of context? What if he's back to perform in the ring? You know, he hasn't ruled that out.
But I'm just thinking they need to. They're not selling the titles enough. I think, they need to sell the feud to get the guys over. But
I agree on the Edge Del Rio front.
You still got the WWE title is the biggest title. WWE see it as the biggest title of the company, and because of The Rock's involvement, there's not much mention of what Cena and The Miz are fighting for, really. You need to know what they're fighting for. They're not fighting just to prove who's a better one, just to prove if Miz was talking all this talk a few years ago was true. They're fighting over the title, and they're fighting to prove who's the best to win the title. They're fighting for the WWE title.
I think if we're going to go back to what happened a couple of years ago, when Miz kept on saying, "Oh, I've beat John Cena 3 times, I beat John Cena 4 times, and he's never actually beaten him," when he just split up with John Morrison.
Where's the mention of that?
A lot of Cena promos were, "You will never get to the point where I am." But if you look at it right now, John Cena has to beat The Miz to be champion. So it's the irony of the way that it's all turned around.
Where's the mention of that now, though? I mean... There's more or less no mention of it. I mean, they're mentioning stuff from 2008 in the Randy Orton CM Punk feud, using those clips of The Miz mocking Cena and stuff like that. That'd be a great way to build it.
There's still 3 weeks left, though. I mean, you know, this week was supposed to be John Cena's final knockout to The Rock. Yeah, they might put that to bed for a little bit and let John Cena focus on the task in hand, the fact that he is facing The Miz for the WWE title. Yeah, he is in a situation that he thought he'd never find himself.
Yeah.
And The Miz can pick up on that. And he's got 3 weeks to draw that on there. You can create a lot of build in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Easily. So,
I personally wouldn't mention that feud whatsoever. That was like a real embarrassment to The Miz, and it would take away all the hard work they've been doing these past couple months to build The Miz up, and to just tear him right down and be like, "Oh, John Cena beat him in 30 seconds, like not even a year ago, 2 years ago." Let's mention that. No, that's stupid. Why would you mention something that puts a WWE champion, you know, in a non-credible way? It's just like retarded, it's just bad booking.
Yeah, I don't think they need to mention it in that way. I don't think they need to mention it like that. I just think they need to mention it about how, you know, just how the subtle switch around has come about. How,
yeah,
you know, the Miz can brag about how, you know, you always used to say that you were better than me, but look at me now.
I'm
you
on
know,
top of the company.
You were the one that's got to prove everything now. Yeah. I am the best in the company. I am the Miz. I am awesome.
Yeah.
And you were the one who's got to prove it to me.
I'm pretty sure that's like what he's been saying all along. You need to respect me. You need to do this. You need to do that. I think they're going about it the right way. There's really no improvement that they can do except stay the same course that they're doing right now and make it to Mania. And you'll have a job well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, just want to quickly delve into the topic of divas and the current state of diva wrestling and diva.
I don't think anyone cares about divas ever.
No, but I'm just saying, do you think with Stratus's return and the news at WWE assigned many new divas. Do you think there's going to be a push soon to bring back the divas division to what it once was? I mean,
No.
I disagree. I think that Divas used to be such a great pull, and you know, if they could get that type of, you know, that type of pull on it at the moment, you know, they've got the amazing Kong yet to debut. I think that when she
Awesome,
comes in,
Kong.
yeah, but she's going to be amazing Kong in WWE.
All right. Do you think that next week on Raw, what Vicky Guerrero was fighting to get a job back, do you think she will introduce Awesome Kong as her, like, I don't
Well,
know, if it's going to be stressful for her?
there's no way Vicky Guerrero's going to beat Trish Stratus clean.
Yeah.
So it's either going to be WWE doing the easy way out and bringing Lay Cool out,
Yeah.
or they can do what everyone wants to see and get Amazing Kong in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, personally, I hope that Amazing Kong does come back. And they're doing so many returns at the moment.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see someone new come in and
Yeah.
just totally rip it up. And you know, I think the Divas division has got something there. I mean, you know,
It's
you've
just
got the
stupid booking.
Bellas, you got the Bellas and Gail Kim, and that's away from the title. You've got Eve with the title. I
She should not have the title.
don't
She's
really think she should
nowhere
have the
near have
title.
the title. Natalya is one of the best diva wrestlers they've got. And to say she fought for the title for what it was about 2 or 3 months and she finally got it, she dropped it after a month due to a random announced participant who randomly joins in.
Yeah, I didn't like the booking of that whatsoever.
They need
I didn't like that whatsoever.
to separate what divas can wrestle and what divas can't. Get rid of the ones that can't wrestle, or use them as backstage interviewers or valets or something, and rebrand the divas division and actually get some good matches out of it.
Why the hell ain't why ain't Maurice wrestling anymore?
I don't know.
'Cause you know, along with Natalya, she was probably one of the best divas they had.
Yeah. She was the best in the ring. I won't say she was the best in the ring. She was improving, but the way she was over was brilliant, and she's being wasted with Ted DiBiase, and I believe she's now on a NXT as well as a whole.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone watches the Divas for their wrestling maneuvers.
No, but no one cares for them anymore either. It's not like, oh, we're going to watch loads of sexy women put on a great match and get entertained in two ways, if you get what I mean there. Now it's just a case of a boring match that most of us don't even stay to watch anyway, but use it as a toilet break. I remember when we were glued to our screens watching Divas matches.
Yeah, one of my favorite matches of the Divas match actually when Trish Stratus and Victoria fought at Survivor Series when they first got the Elimination Chamber.
I don't think I was watching that, but
Oh,
yeah.
that was one of the best matches I've seen. It was a Divas match. It was really, really good. It was a hardcore match. Ah, awesome.
I just think at the moment they need something. They need something or someone to get it back to what it was. I mean, like Jay said, we're not watching it for the wrestling, but at least give us something that keeps us interested rather than wasting some of our money for what we've bought our pay-per-view. I mean, we're probably going to see something in a Divas capacity at WrestleMania. And I mean, at 25 Diva Battle Royal, that was an awful excuse for a Mania match that they
Yeah.
had. So they need something that will get it back. I mean, what was the point in getting rid of the women's title? That just shows
They weren't a point of having two women's titles though.
no, why get
I
the women's title? I mean, the Divas title's only been in the company, what, 3 or 4 years? And instead of getting rid of that, that had no prestige whatsoever. They decided to get rid of like a prestigious women's title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't know what to say with that, because the women's title, getting rid of that instead of the Divas title, that baffled me just as much as it sounds like it baffled you,
Yeah.
really. I didn't really understand it.
Yeah. No, never did I. Now, Jay, are you ready to discuss your favorite company?
Not my favorite company.
TNA?
Nope.
Now, I just want your thoughts on a few things. I mean, you don't have to go majorly into it, but what turned you against TNA? What was the main thing that turned you? I mean, at one point you were a huge fan of TNA. You watched it over WWE. What turned you against them so much?
Their stupidity, for one. Their inability to keep a focus. Their complete stupidity, for one. Everything under the sun and Dixie Carter is a stupid bimbo. Oh, and also Vince Russo is retarded, and they suck.
Do you think that they're relying too much on WWE talent, former WWE talent? Because I remember
I don't
watch.
really care about that. I mean, everybody's got to work. You know,
Yeah,
you want to
but
see these people on your TV, why not?
I think what really annoys me is the fact that I watched an interview with Kurt Angle that was done in 2008, and this was probably around the time where TNA was up and coming. It was a new challenge to WWE, and everyone was excited about it. And Kurt Angle specifically said in the interview, "We don't want WWE guys in the company. We don't want many. We want to build our own talent and have our own talent carry the show." Now, if you look at TNA now, they're totally contradicting that with the current world champions. I mean, the only guys I remember in TNA that are TNA grown talent that have been world champion recently are Sting and AJ Styles, and the rest have all come from a WWE background. Jeff Hardy, Mr. Anderson, RVD. People like that.
And what's your point?
Why can't the talent, the top talent in TNA be TNA homegrown guys?
Well, I can give it to you straight, or I can give you a bullshit answer. Which one do you want first? I'll give you both.
Both. Any.
Okay, I'll give you the bullshit one.
Right.
All right, you ready?
Go.
You ready? Because they are so awesome. And we want to see awesome people on our awesome show that no one really gives a fuck about. Now, the real answer is this, and I'll put it to you just straight point
Right.
blank. The real answer is that they were on WWE TV, granted, sure,
Right.
and they were given a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
People recognized them as big name for the wrestling, am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you want your show, TNA Impact, to be regarded as the best.
Yeah.
You want the people to say, well, this guy's on this show, so they were in WWE, so they gotta be good, and switch over. They're trying to get people to look at these stars. They're from the WWE, but now they're in a different place now. And let's capitalize on this. Let's make money off of these people. The WWE did us a favor in getting these people's exposure, and now we're
Yeah.
gonna capitalize on it. We're gonna make money off of it. And that's pretty much what it is that they get people not because, oh, well, he grew up in this farm, and he grew up in FCW, and oh, he grew up here in New York City with his buddies playing baseball in the sidewalk. No, they say to themselves, well, this is what we have to do to make money.
Yeah.
And if people want to see Jeff fucking Hardy, we're going to get Jeff fucking Hardy. He's unemployed.
Yeah.
He has no prior commitments. Get his ass on the show and give him the world title. Turn him heel. Do something interesting. But now I don't like TNA because I think, and I've said this before, and Chris Jericho has said this too.
Yeah.
And I echo what he said. Chris Jericho has said that if you are in a wrestling company, you need to go out there and say, this is the best wrestling company in the world.
Yeah.
You need to go out there and say that this is the number one brand.
No matter what the ratings are.
Yes. If you don't go out there and do that, and you completely, you say to everyone, well, WWE is better. If you don't believe it, no one else is going to believe it.
Yeah.
And no one else is going to want to watch the show.
Yeah.
So when TNA completely disregarded that over and over again, steal their promos, the 3-3-11 bullshit, that was the end of it for me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've never really stepped to watch TNA. I just don't. It doesn't appeal to me. I mean,
They try so hard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off. But they try so hard to be a WWE clone to let people know that WWE exists.
That's why it doesn't appeal to me. I've been watching WWE for on and off for 8 years or something like that, and due to that, I don't want to just watch a show that's the same or possibly worse. He's trying to copy it. There's no need for it, and that's where I think TNA are losing hugely on ratings, because they're not stepping out there to be different or anything like that. They're copying the WWE now. Who's going to want to watch a show that's copying the WWE? And having the same old stuff. Oh, Sting's going to return. We're going to make him champion. Yeah, whoop-de-doo. Our big guy's back. Why can't they make someone new champion? Why can't they build other guys?
Yeah, they tried that with Mr. Anderson, and they just didn't get the reaction that they really wanted out of that. The only thing that I'm going to say about TNA, I don't really watch it at all. But, I mean, I read what happens there. And with this whole immortal bull crap that's on here at the moment, I think it must be something with the creative writers just getting bored and go, oh, I'm going to put Ric Flair on this side now, or I'm just going to put him on this side. I really have looked at what has happened there the last couple of months, and I still can't put my head around it when it's right in front of me on a piece of paper. I don't understand why, and a lot of the times it's just... It just irritates me to think that people, they are getting, you know, better ratings and some quality shows out there with really bad writing like that.
Yeah. Now, before we finish up, I'm just wondering, what direction do you think these current feuds and current storylines, whatever, will take after WrestleMania?
I think there's going to be an Edge and Christian program.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Edge versus Christian. Whether Del Rio's going to be involved with the title or not, whether they'd rather push someone, whether they want to see Wade Barrett go for the title, whether they want to see Drew McIntyre, I don't know. But Edge versus Christian, I reckon, is definitely on the cards.
I think. Do you think Cody Rhodes versus Mysterio will continue? I mean, that feud has only just really started. They haven't had a major feud match, and I think after WrestleMania, it's vital. If Cody Rhodes does lose, I think they've got to have a match where he, like Sheamus similarly did last year at Extreme Rules, need to have Cody Rhodes defeat Rey Mysterio at the second time of asking. But I think Cena versus Miz will continue, but I think, in fact, looking at all the feuds going on at WrestleMania now, I think all of them, except for Cole versus Lawler, I think all of them have a capacity to continue after into the next pay-per-view.
I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Except maybe CM Punk and Randy Orton. I think
Nah,
that one's
I think that's
that
going to
one.
continue on.
I think that with the 2008 storyline, I think they are looking at going up down the closure angle. Getting rid of all of the people from Texas, trying to make it one on one, trying to make it just Punk and Orton. I don't think it's going to end up being one on one, but I think Randy Orton may do a kind of Super Cena-esque win there, overcoming Mason Ryan on the edge, and also overcoming CM Punk. I think he's going to get some closure there, and like I said earlier, I do predict a win for Randy Orton there.
Yeah, but where do you think those two, if it does end now, where will it go from there? Where will it lead them to? What feuds can be next for them if there's all these feuds are continuing, all these feuds are open, where do they go from there?
Well, you've always got the title. You've always got the title. You could always just put an impromptu number one contenders match. It might not be part of the feud, but it might be CM Punk and Orton again, number one contender for the winner. I don't see how much more they can do as a program, unless they go down the whole we couldn't arrange a winner one on one, so we'll have to do it extreme style.
Thoughts,
But then
Jay?
you're just gonna. But then you, but then you're just gonna have the Nexus come in, and it's just gonna go on and on. So, if they don't find closure at WrestleMania, I can find that being quite an irritating feud going on and on and on, really.
Thoughts, Jay?
Sorry?
Yeah.
Jay, thoughts on that?
Well, you guys pretty much hit the nail on the head here. I think that CM Punk versus Randy Orton should continue. They had a lot of potential. I don't think that throwing Randy Orton or CM Punk straight away back in the main event scene would be beneficial to either one of them. Because whether or not you have John Cena or The Miz winning that match, that match should continue. And it should continue without The Rock. Should have a feud that takes them somewhere, finish it off. But if you don't have the feud continuing, there really is no other way for them to immediately go to. There's no other opponents that they can focus on besides, the Nexus and John Cena, which has been done like a billion times.
Oh, one more thing before we go. Do you think there will eventually be a money in the bank, either a rush together through qualifying or an impromptu one? And if there is, who do you think will win it?
I think there has to be, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Because there is, what have we got at WrestleMania? Five, six matches?
Yeah, I think so.
Two, three, yeah, six matches. I think we need a money in the bank. Otherwise, what are they going to do? Are they going to have a battle royal at the start to get a contender for a title? There may be a tag team title match,
Yeah.
but in all fairness, for the last 6 years, one of the best matches of the
Yeah,
night has always been
admittedly.
Money in the Bank.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like, oh, here's the money in the bank. It's just the spots you get in the money in the bank. It keeps you entertained, and it keeps you interested in the pay-per-view. I mean, if they don't have that match, what is going to keep you entertained and interested in the pay-per-view?
Yeah. What they would put instead, I'm really not sure. But hopefully they will have a Money in the Bank pay-per-view. And to answer your other question, as a winner, I would like to either see John Morrison or Drew McIntyre win it.
I think the winner will probably be Drew McIntyre. I think John Morrison. I don't know. I think Jay touched on this beforehand. John Morrison's going to make his way into the main event without the money in the bank. I think he's above that level where he needs money in the bank now. He's
shown what he can do. He's shown he's talented, and I think he can make it without the money in the bank. And I think Drew McIntyre will probably win it. I believe he will cash in successfully, but not till a long time in the future. But I think he could do with it now. It's time for him to do something, and he would be a great winner.
Are you
I think he
talking
would.
about something that's about 3 to 5 months away?
What?
When you talk about
No, we're talking about if there is going to be a money in the bank at WrestleMania, if they're going to throw it
there
in
is
there.
that there's not going to be one. We're
There's no
like 3 weeks.
confirmation of that, is there?
We're like 3 to 4 weeks away.
Yeah, but
If there was going to be a money in the bank, they would have announced it already.
you know what the WWE like recently? They'll throw stuff in there unexpectedly. I mean, qualifying could be done in a show, in two shows. You never know. But I'm just not sure. What do you think would replace it, Jay? Do you think there's anything of
There is no
standards to
replacement.
exploit to try and excite the fans as much as that does?
WrestleMania has been without the money in the bank at least 20, 25 times. No, I'm sorry, 20, 20, 22, 22 times.
Yeah, but when they haven't had it, they've had ladder matches, they've had TLC,
WrestleMania 20?
WrestleMania 20, yes.
Was there any gimmick match there?
No, there wasn't.
What about WrestleMania 19?
Wasn't there a TLC in 19?
No.
What is that?
What about 18?
18 was.
Yeah. But 17?
Yes.
Are you sure? Wait.
Yeah.
Was it without the Jeff Hardy one?
WrestleMania 17.
Yeah.
WrestleMania
Well,
17 didn't have any gimmick matches in it, I don't believe. Wait, no, it did. It did. It had the triple threat ladder match.
Yeah, the triple threat tag team ladder match because they had the TLC at SummerSlam then, didn't they?
I think WrestleMania can be perfectly fine without a gimmick match. They've done it before, and they can do it again.
Possibly, but now people are used to it. Will it affect it now? I mean, the audience is very different to what it was all those years ago. I mean, think of all the kids that are watching. I mean, a lot of those kids will watch for the excitement and the money in the bank, and if that's lost, they won't be as interested in a lot of the matches because there's nothing there exciting them and keeping them on the edges of the seats.
I think there's plenty of matches to keep them on the edge of their seat on the card already.
What, for kids?
For kids?
Yeah. That's not nothing
Every
exciting.
match. They don't book any matches for kids. They don't have like a playground for little
No,
kids to
I
come and
mean
climb
that
in the ring.
PG era audience.
You're saying that the Money in the Bank is for the PG era? Is that what you're saying?
Not saying it is for the PG era, but it excites younger people.
What are you basing this on? Do you ask all these little kids?
No.
Then how do you know?
I don't know, but it's clear it's going to excite them, isn't it?
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Probably don't.
I think maybe when you were a little kid you like Money in the Bank matches. Is that what you mean?
No, I didn't watch when I was a little kid.
So how do you know that little kids like Money in the Bank matches?
I think what he's trying to get at is flying 20 feet in the air and stuff like that, jumping off of ladders, falling into ladders, just the kind of hardcore thing that has been there in the last couple of WrestleManias. you know.
Well, you have a no hold barred.
Yeah, but you get at least one match of that type every year.
And this is the one. That's just my opinion on it.
I suppose.
What, you mean the no holds barred between Triple H and The Undertaker?
What's the question?
Is that what you're on about? This would be the one this year?
Yes.
Right, I got you.
That's the one this year. They have the replacement of Money in the Bank in a no holds barred match, at least for this year.
Do you think it has the chance of returning at a future point?
Wait.
Like, do you think it could return in the future? Who? The Money in the Bank.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think the reason was for the WWE not keeping it on the card this year? I mean,
obviously they want to make money off of it on a pay per view, not have it twice.
What do you think? Because of it being on a pay per view, these two Money in the Bank matches, do you think that takes away from the excitement? I mean, you know what's coming, you know what's going to happen.
What are you talking about?
Being on a pay-per-view, its own pay-per-view, you got two matches, and one of those matches could be absolutely terrible, and the other could be fantastic, but you've got a terrible match that ruins a pay-per-view.
Have you ever seen a terrible Money in the Bank match? Because I haven't.
No, but there's room for it.
So you're saying because there are two of them that it takes away from the match having a chance to be good? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it doesn't necessarily take away from it being good, but it takes away the excitement and the buzz around it, because you know it's got its own pay-per-view now. And I think being on WrestleMania, it had like a slot on the show and you knew it was going to be good.
I think it's the same thing. That's what I think. I don't see what you're getting at. I think that it's going to be exactly the same whether or not it was at WrestleMania or at Money in the Bank, the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm happy with the Money in the Bank pay-per-view because, you know, every year there was their WrestleMania, even though it was off the hook, there was always that superstar that you wish was in there, but there was no room for him. And when you've got it on each brand, you've got everyone who should be in there, and admittedly more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, at least you get to see everyone that you want to see in a Money in a Bank ladder match that year. Maybe if they wanted to do it so that it was on, I mean, yeah, they're trying to cash in on it with being in its own pay-per-view. Once that starts wearing out, maybe if they do one at WrestleMania and one at SummerSlam, I don't know. But with the way it works with the pay-per-view now, I think it does work having two in one night. I really do.
That's, you know, I guess, yeah, that's...
It looks about it.
Anything you want to say, Jay, before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I want to tell you guys to go to PW Mania, you know, forum.pwmania.com, and, you know, sign up if you're not in it. Sign up and check out Itching for Jay. It's PWM's only podcast show. It features myself and, you know, as moderator, Itchweed, as we divulge.
Administrator Lesnar.
Yes, yes.
Congratulations, by the way.
I said that is me.
Yeah,
and
congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But the two of us, we really get into it. We get excited about the topics that matter to us. And you know,
Jihai.
Yes, we are stoned. But besides that, we managed to get a pretty good show out there.
Yes.
You know, I invite everyone to take a listen. Send us an email at jlesnar@aim.com. You know, come to PWM and check this out. You know, you you'll enjoy it, I'm pretty sure.
And not forgetting Wrestling Smarks, forums.wrestlingsmarks.com, where you can discuss with smart people. You've not got any of the noobs on there, apart from Lubrication. Not got no noobs on there. They're chatting shit. And
don't be a noob, Prodigy. Tell them to email you.
I was about to do that. Jesus Christ. And you can, if you've got any questions or feedback for the show, just email me at irjoecraven@hotmail.co.uk. That's irjoecraven@hotmail.co.uk. Or you can email Lubrication.
That's right. You can email me on Lubrication. That's lewbrication@live.com.
And we will see you all next week. This has been...
You're such a noob.
Right, Jay, whatever.
I had a good time. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. This has been Craven for a Lube. Peace.
What a gay name.
You suggested it.
I know, because it's perfect for you guys.
Peace, Lubrication.
Peace.